we're back for another episode of That's Disputable. I'm your moderator, Chris P, joined by, the usual suspects. I got to the right of me, Big Eli. What's up? How you feeling?
I'm fucking up this charcuterie board right now.
Actually, do you have the whole spiel right here? You got that on camera?
Oh, man.
It's like the Last Supper.
Get a piece of cheese.
To the left of me,
I got stepped it up, huh?
Yeah, the budget is crazy. Y'all talking about, I guess that sponsorship money came through.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And
two bottles of Remy.
Further to the left of me.
Good, huh,
yeah, you know.
Wow.
Let's not do that. It's tax season. People listening. To the extreme left, I got DJ Santo. What's poppin'?
What up?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. If I knew there was snacks, I'd have been here earlier, man.
Yeah, we talked about that, Mark.
I'm going to pluck one of these grapes off right here just while we're at it.
Good to see you. What brings you out?
I heard there was going to be grapes.
Listen, Santa called me last week and said, where the fuck are you guys? The streets need you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Right. He's like,
right.
He said, he said, the streets need you.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I was like, yo, I was at Doko Key. Big Mark pulled up. They went crazy.
What? What they
this
do,
is
Mark?
A fact.
Yeah.
He pulled up with the chest out.
Yeah.
What?
Straight from Miami, right?
Straight from Miami.
Oh my God.
What?
The privilege we had to have his company straight from Miami.
Everyone was like, yo, what's up with the podcast? I'm like, yo, I blame Chris.
So who wants to tell the people where Chris. The hell we've been at?
Chris, would you like to explain what happened?
Alright, so
that's a setup.
Long story short.
Hold on, you gotta introduce me, man. You just
I did, but you crossed you me like over. Drinking, you went get the grapes. You got a Big Mark in the building for those. Of him that didn't listen.
Yeah, cheers, yo.
Cheers,
man. Missed you guys.
Welcome back, fellas.
Yeah. Esco, what's up, man?
What's going on?
All right.
Got Esco behind the camera, you know what I mean?
My guy.
So what occurred was, after a phenomenal 3 episodes that we recorded.
That's what you start.
I gotta look at the questions.
Yo, put your shit like this, like you with your side bitch.
All right, listen. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Put your phone down like you with your side bitch. Just put it like that.
We already, spoiler alert, we record more than one episode
this guy
at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last time we were here, we recorded 3 phenomenal episodes in which a lot of great things happened. But guess what? Chris P's equipment.
Do the splat.
It's been through too much.
Do the shit you do.
Too many fire episodes, man. Too many fire episodes.
Yeah, it went in the shitter. We lost 3 episodes.
That was a great
We got the footage, but the audio is trash, so I guess it's lost forever. He hasn't apologized yet. I was waiting in the group chat for this guy to apologize.
Yeah, there wasn't much accountability.
For the equipment failing? For the equipment failing?
Not sure how that happened, but I witnessed.
Listen, in the group chat for no reason.
Listen, I pay for a flight to come up here to podcast with these guys, right? We pay a camera
Don't
guy
throw your
to be
money
here,
in my
you know
face.
What I mean? And then, believe me, I wanted those episodes to go through. Let me help you out real quick.
Well, I must say, you stepped up, man. Shit is nice, bro.
Yeah, you know, we got mic stands now. The budget is all the way open, yo. It's all the way open. And closed now, so.
Very nice.
So listen, we let down a couple of our
sorry, man.
Our consistent fans. We apologize for that. And I'm sure they'll be excited when they see this.
It is interesting to see, though, like, we don't drop anything and still getting, like, 20 or 30 people even clicking on it with old content is pretty dope.
This is him trying to justify the fact that.
I was like, all right.
He's like, yeah, it wasn't really a big deal. People still tuned in.
I was like, these were the 20 people who told Mark that they can't wait for us to come back. Those 20 people.
Nah, people be in my, yo.
Nobody's team in here.
People been in my DMs, man. I'm going to say this much. Crispy.
You know?
Thank you for your efforts. I do appreciate your efforts.
Thank you. No, that's
okay?
solid. That's solid.
You do a lot. Just not enough.
You coming up here from Florida every month is just a. It's that's it for me, man.
Yeah, you know, man,
just not enough. But you know, you're trying.
Before we move forward, I gotta ask Mark a question that's been like, it's been driving me crazy. And people even ask me about this. Like, yo, did you see what Mark just did? I'm like, yo, it's crazy.
What did I do?
So you're in Miami.
Oh, my God.
Yo, God, here we go.
Having a fucking grand old time.
Yes, absolutely.
You take a shot off of a female's ass.
Absolutely.
And your wife was recording it?
Yes, she
tell
was.
Tell me about this level of power you have reached to be able to do that.
Well, Chris, quite frankly, when you have a big dick... You're allowed to do things like this.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I don't know. What do you want to hear, bud?
All right, so he's got a big dick. You heard it first, guys.
What do you want to hear? Bobby and Whitney, man.
All these girls are curious.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Hey.
Don't text me later.
I'm
like,
a married man.
Do you can take that out? Do you can take that out?
What?
This.
How, no, we, intro, right, the, how we intro the new episode back talking about your dick?
Huh? My wife's fun, man. What you want here, man?
She's lit, though.
She's crazy.
I DM her. I'm like, I gotta go on vacation.
My wife, she's a fun lady, man.
Y'all be living, man.
Yeah, we lit, bro. Y'all be living. You know? You only live once.
That's a fact.
Whatever happens in Miami, we're off to a rough start. Stays in Miami. That's unless it's our footage.
We're off to a rough start right here.
I'll be ready to go.
I just jumped out the window on that one. But I respect it.
We ready to go.
Big dick.
Relax, yo.
I can't even title that.
Don't be Gregory.
Don't be that shit, man.
Oh, shit. All right, we go to the first topic. Y'all fellas ready?
Yes.
Okay. In the last 5 years, which rapper fell off the most?
I'm not ready at all. Go ahead, yo.
Let's start with Eli.
Damn, man. This one pains me to say.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
This one pains me to say. Santa, don't be mad at me. No. I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
I didn't expect that.
Damn.
Expound.
You woke up different today, huh?
Listen, I love Kendrick.
It's a shirt color.
Listen to me. I feel like he's taking way too long of a break. Let's be honest. How long has he been going for?
When did Damn come out? Now, he dropped something after Damn, right?
I don't know.
Black Panther soundtrack.
And that's still 3 years.
A couple verses on Lion King soundtrack.
Not enough.
In the last 5 years, his presence has been missing. And I'm pissed off about it.
Damn.
I don't know. See, falling off, I take it as it's not your decision, the fact that you're not off. It's his decision that he's not out.
He didn't specify.
Everything that he's done has been since Black Panther soundtrack was incredible.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm not saying.
We're talking
I'm not
about somebody that's giving it all they got and nobody gives a shit. That's the person. That we
if that's the way we're directing the question, then I would have to pick someone else. But I'm just talking in the terms of my eyes. He's really let me down these last couple years, and I'm just waiting, and I'm to the point now where like, do I care anymore? And I feel crazy for even saying.
Oh, see, there we go.
Do I feel crazy for even saying? Do I care?
What do you want from him? That's what I'm, you know.
His presence in the game, bro. How you gonna be right there with the top and everybody else just they still out here and you not? Now when you come back, you gotta be that much more special.
Yeah.
Drake just laughed him like three times. Right?
You got a point.
It hurts me to say that. It does. That's my answer, Crispy.
All right.
You got a point.
I like that answer. What you got, Mark?
Fuck that answer. Fuck that answer.
God damn.
Damn, man. This is
hard. That was tough, man.
This is tough.
I put something in a bad mood.
I feel like she fell off, but then again, she's still setting records. Like,
who?
Nicki Minaj.
Ah.
Like, her material is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's not what it once was. But at the end of the day, she's Nicki Minaj. She's still breaking records. She just...
What record she broke?
She just set a YouTube record for fucking Anaconda.
Oh, yeah. That's such a horrible song. I didn't get the memo.
That's crazy. Yeah, is that like a billion views or some shit like that? But I just feel like she's...
That video was a good video.
Nicki's trash. She's trash. Her substance is down.
What?
I don't know. I feel like she fell off in the last five.
You're talking crazy.
I mean, what has she put out? What hits? Can you give me five hits?
She put out a whole baby.
But can you give me five hips? You can't give me five hips.
In the last five years,
has she had even three?
I think the best song released was Motorsport with Migos. That was like the last.
Does that consider a Nicki Minaj song though? She was the weakest on that record.
She was the weakest
on that record.
Chun Li wasn't that long ago. That was last year.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, bang gone.
That shit was hard.
But other than that, I mean, what has she done? She don't really have.
I think that's fair.
She's not really tapped into the clothes.
Oh, man, you know what?
She's not really tapped into the fragrances and none of that shit. So I don't really know what she's doing. What are you doing, Nicki Minaj?
Both solid answers.
What are you doing, okay? I love you. I want you to fucking step up and become the queen of the rap game like you
She's
was.
Too busy having
for 10
kids
years,
and still
okay?
drizzling little
You got
on
Cardi. Cardi and Meg is out here on your ass. Megan Stallion winning fucking Grammys. Nicki ain't never won no Grammy. I wouldn't
see how long it was going to take me to mention Cardi in this.
Dear God.
You know what I'm saying?
Hype beast ass motherfucker. I'm sitting next to it, you got me sitting next to
it. Is it not a fact?
Yo, listen, listen. The playing field's even now. Usually,
didn't Cardi it's me Cardi didn't
versus
come
Chris P and Mark. And guess what? I got my tag team partner, the bro, one and only.
Cardi didn't come in.
International
smack,
Santo
smack
here.
Smack her out the way?
Yeah.
And it was easy.
What did she do?
She caught a knot in the middle, in between, but she smacked the bitch out. That kind of hurt my ring. But yeah, Nicki, we miss you. That's my answer.
Santo, so, since you're here, Santo, talk to us, man. Who fell off?
Oh, listen. He's going to have his own answers or he's going to debate our two answers?
I love debating Santo.
All right, got it. Yeah, I like that twist.
You're not going to put me against Kendrick Lamar. We're going to have to disagree today, my friend. You want to go that route? Because okay. I think this is just a difference between falling off, like I said earlier, as far as like people not showing interest, still putting out
Are people going to show less interest?
Versus just going and taking a break and people like you waiting for him to drop. So you've already said you're waiting for him to drop. So if he drops, you're going to tune into it, which means he didn't fall off because his numbers are going to be right where they were before he left. How many artists
you feel like he taking too much time in between albums?
This is a long time.
I say the same with Cole, but Cole just dropped what? 18?
Bro, this is a long break.
Cole was 17 too.
This is a really long break.
Yeah, but he got Return of the Dreamers. Volume, I think 3 was the last
one. Yeah, man, but...
So, I'm going to go, this is the thing. When you talk about falling off, you're talking about trajectory from being like somebody like Tory Lanez having Quarantine Radio.
Oh, he fell off.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
That was a no-brainer winner.
Breaking right records as far as people tuning into his live and then, you know, where he's at right now, which is struggling again.
That's support, sad.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
he looks crazy online.
He makes good music, though.
But he looks crazy.
He puts a lot of content out.
Nah, he just looks stupid on everything. Saying? I don't know if it's just me.
Exactly. He's putting a lot of content out. And people are not showing interest. Not everybody, obviously. There's still a lot of people that fuck with Tory Lanez. Talking about like we were looking at like a map.
Yeah.
He was like all the way up here, like a grid. He just root. And falling off don't mean you can't get back on. So, I mean,
Did he deserve to fall off?
Yeah, he shot a woman. He shot a woman.
Yeah, right? I don't think nobody feels bad for
him, right? Allegedly, right?
Nobody on this podcast feels sorry for
him. Shit. I don't know if everything that they said he did.
Tory, I don't know if it's true, but...
You still fucks with him?
Fuck with his music.
No.
He said, fuck you.
until fuck a nigga him. Does jail time or... Until
he shows up at Don Coquille and you want to take a picture with him.
Nah, fuck him.
Like me and my boy been working.
Until he pulls up to Mimosa Nostra.
Look, I'm a star.
And all of a sudden...
I don't need to take no picture with Tory Lanez.
Oh, my God.
I'm a star myself. Don't forget who I am. It's been a few weeks since you see me, but don't forget who the fuck I am.
You're a star?
Next question.
I'm going to move on to the next one.
You're a star?
He is.
I'm a shining star.
All right. Has the internet hurt or helped? Has the internet hurt or helped hip hop? Mark.
It's absolutely helped hip hop.
Give me some examples. How?
It's absolutely helped hip hop. YouTube, Instagram, you could become a fucking rapper overnight, pretty much now. You could become a star overnight. Now even TikTok is playing a role in some of these people getting signed. We went from you having to ship your demo out to people, sleeping outside of record deals, to people going online and watching your YouTube.
Word.
Look with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is a YouTube rapper. That's how he got found. And you know what I'm saying? I think he changed the game. Everybody clown Soulja Boy and shit, but he was the first YouTube rapper. He's the one that like opened his lane for everybody.
So. Did anybody like Soulja Boy like in the Northeast? Or my different era? Because I'm like, I don't know why people fuck with him like that.
He was big up here, bro. He had the parties rocking. If you go through Soulja Boy's hits in that time period, he had the clubs going. And Santo could probably.
For real?
Could attest to that or, you know, 100%. Agree with. Yeah. He had the clubs going. Like, I did a 10 for 10 with.
I just played Soulja Boy something.
Bow Wow and Soulja.
You did a 10 for 10?
Inside.
Just to see. Because me and my brother were arguing. I was like, yo. He was like,
you had Soulja?
No, I had Bow.
Oh, all right. Did you win that shit? I'm
He's like, it was close, though, bro.
The fuck out of here. What does Soulja Boy have?
He got a lot of shit.
I'm lost, y'all. I don't know. Like, I've been seeing the internet, and I'm like, what is this thing about Soulja Boy being like that dope? I know that the Superman shit, that was a dope song.
Yeah, but then you got that, you got YouTube, you got Instagram now, people go live, they play their music live. Like, when I was on fucking Webby shit, like, It was like a fucking million. It wasn't a million people, but it was like mad people up there. Not saying that Webby's a fucking like Instagram rapper, but I'm just saying the love. Like now you can see the love that's online projected to these people. And I think it's easier for people just to go online and see your profile and shit and tap in. Before you used to have to, nigga, go from Columbia Records to Bad Boy Records, like jump the train, sleep outside of fucking record places. Like, I think it's easier now. I think it actually helped. It helped hip hop more than hurt it, I would say.
Soulja Boy helped record labels and save their ass, honestly, because Soulja Boy was the beginning of the ringtone era. Yeah. And that was the transitioning of the music industry where record labels weren't really making money.
Right.
And so they had to capitalize off of more of the music, and ringtones came along, and Soulja Boy had a lot
to It's actually it, making the A&R's jobs better. Now they don't even have to. They could go on and watch your shows on YouTube. They could go on and watch whatever lives you saved or whatever. Like, they made their job easier. Now they don't got to go personally show the show to see you play. So I think it helped.
That's my answer. Just to play the opposite side, because obviously the internet brought the game to a different place. Right, and this conversation has been had all over the place. But from the perspective of an old school hip hop fan who was waiting every Tuesday for a CD to drop, who was excited when your local rapper came to, you know, the closest record store to go check them out, to, you know the vibe before when artists, you didn't see them too much, so whatever character they put out there through their music or through their videos, that was their character. Mm-hmm. That was more exciting to me. That's like a kid watching a wrestling character, and to me, that the wrestling character is the character, right? You're not knowing that Undertaker is Mark Calloway, right?
That's his real
internet,
name?
Yeah. So the internet fucked up that part of the game. The it kind of opened up the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, these people being real people. And I like being lost in the character of whatever the fuck they're trying to put out in the art. So to me, the internet screwed that up big time and screwed the music business up. But who cares, because those guys were getting rich and the artists may or may not have been getting the best of it. So it's cool that artists have more control of their shit and their career and all that shit now. So that part, yes. But are we excited when anything drops anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I'm talking about mixtapes only. Were you more excited to go out and to the flea market and buy a mixtape or wait for that shit, like something like No Ceilings, to drop online and you download the shit?
When Napster came out, we ran crazy. It was,
or Rich,
it was
Forever, like Ross, or like one of those classic like Wiz mixtapes. Like, was you running online to do it, or you got more excitement at going to a flea market or running into Big Mike or something like that?
The flea market was always a vibe, right? Sundays after church, you with the fam, you're grabbing a CD that you know you're not even supposed to have. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the internet,
those days were great, right? Yeah. But going to Rob Bradley's every Tuesday with my mans right here, that was also fun. Right, I think the statute of limitation is past.
Bro, I got more.
Past due. Me and Sato was robbing motherfucking Bradley's.
That little Bow Wow was coming with me.
I feel like I got more excitement out of like the internet era of like a Dat Piff or like live mixtape, something like that. Because when that whole era dropped, like these artists like Lil Wayne, Ross, Wiz, ASAP, like all these dudes was putting out, Kendrick, J. Cole, like Jeezy, they was all putting out masterpieces.
The mixtape era was cracked.
I was excited for that shit to go on. Oh shit, this shit on Dat Piff, I need this shit, and burn that shit to my CD back then. Like that shit was different, bro. It was real different.
I know, in that aspect, I missed going to FYE, getting the CD and getting the booklet out and reading the credits and
albums, though.
The lyrics.
Yeah, but it's different when it's books.
You had to save your money to get that. You know, and you had to make a choice.
Well, not,
you know,
y'all. Y'all was Robin Bradley.
Well, no. Y'all niggas. Not you either, motherfucker.
Y'all was rich. Y'all motherfuckers was sticking bandages. This is Marvin Harry and shit.
But we used to also buy things legally.
You had to say, okay, Kanye or 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only got enough for one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like you were more invested into it. You had, and then when you got it, you had to wait till you get all the way home.
Mike Jones.
I definitely was some thugs.
Ooh, that's who you took it.
Mike Jones, nigga.
Y'all gonna do a five? Y'all gonna do a five?
Slip Thug helped get us into Greenhouse one night. You forgot that.
He did.
See how quickly you changed.
Three versus three.
I fuck with Slim Thug.
How quickly another Greenhouse story?
Yeah. We snuck in with Slim Thug and then he left us.
How'd that happen?
As soon as we got inside.
That's so random, yo.
Well, we went with Sus to the greenhouse, and it was packed, and there was giving Sus one a hard time about his guests. So he was like, "Hey, Slim Thug, I see you have an entourage. Can my friends join your entourage?" And then we walked in with Slim
and we
Thug.
Look like your,
you know, yeah, y'all didn't look like his entourage. And then we we departed very quickly after we.
I gotta say something.
Yeah, when we did from Houston, thinking Puerto Rican niggas in Houston.
Yo, thinking back on those days, we must have looked so broke.
Yeah.
We must look so broke because we were broke. Right? I used to be in there with the crisp button up, right? With whatever fucking sneakers that I decided that was good enough to get into the club with.
The best believe the button up hat.
Oh, no, you had the star. Things. You had the Starberries that Mark was talking about.
I stood around until somebody offered me a drink. I stood around looking thirsty enough for somebody to offer me a drink.
He's waiting to get picked up, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. I remember being that broke nigga, bro, going to the club with $50, yo.
Eli was looking to get snatched. Sitting at the bar waiting.
Fucking greenhouse. Wow.
We had some good, for some broke people, man, back then, we pulled off some legendary nights.
We gonna move on
to, do it no more.
To the last topic on this one. One gotta go. Young Money, TDE, MMG, Good Music. When I say they gotta go, collectively, their shit don't exist no more. Young Money,
very easy one.
TDE, MMG, pardon me, Good Music.
No, that's easy as fuck.
Who's into it first?
That's last you.
But Young Money doesn't exist anymore. Are we talking like all time Young
talking
Money?
You're talking all time like this.
So you were including Drake and Nicki?
Yeah, Drake, Nicki, all right,
so
Tyga.
Young Money's here to stay. Newsflash.
All right. Big facts.
Guess what? Wale?
Get the fuck out of here.
Peace.
Right?
Yes. Whoever else, Stally?
Get him out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Who else is on Maybach? Omarion? Omarion? Omarion?
Maybach O?
Take a hike, dude.
That's not including B2K category. You know, that was before. That's
take your B2K category. With you,
no,
too.
We're going to hold on to the B2K. I know Mark needs
who
B2K
else is in MMG? Meek Mills?
What?
Take a hike. Bye, Meek. Rosé?
It was that easy?
Very easy.
Yo.
Rosé? This one hurts because I fucks with you, but later, dude.
Nah, that was too easy.
Bye, MMG.
All right, Mark.
That's all I got.
This guy's fucking out of his mind.
All right, Mr. Whitaker.
He came in character.
This guy's out of his fucking mind.
He came back to life as Rick Ross. He's like, oh.
How dare you throw away MMG? Are you fucking crazy?
That's right,
who are you gonna throw away?
TDE. Get the fuck out of here.
Facts.
Get on the plane at JFK and go the fuck back to California. No one cares about you.
I want you to sanitize Zaire Rashad's face.
Have soul. Nobody gives a fuck about you, okay?
Oh my God.
You gonna compare him to Wale?
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Wale, I'm not comparing him.
Wale squeezes say what you want about him. He's a DC legend. He squeezes one hit out a year.
That's a fact.
Oh, he squeezes one hit on
the
ear.
Name two.
He has his
name them.
Okay.
Huh?
You want to talk about bona fide stars? Meek Mill, okay? Monster. Legend. What? He's a legend. What?
6ix9ine ran up on him, but it's over for me.
6ix9ine gets the award for the person that fell off, too. Actually, well, I don't know why we didn't think of him.
That's a good one. He fell the fuck off.
Are you gonna compare?
It should have been Tory Lanez versus 6ix9ine on that one.
Schoolboy Q?
I actually like Schoolboy Q too, bro.
Look at him.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you. Asshole. Go back, you little dirty brother.
This question is just a setup to hate.
You little dirty fucker. Fuck you, okay? You're nothing compared to Meek Mill.
Oh my God.
How dare you go say, hey, MMG. Alright? If you're talking about catalogs, you're talking about hit records.
It comes down to Kendrick versus Rosé.
You're talking about stars. You're talking about legends in the rap game. You're talking about arguably the top 10 artists of all time when it comes to rap. You're talking about Boss. You're talking about King of the South.
Take a sip of water.
Ricky Rosé.
What? You standing on that?
Okay.
You telling me I can't name 15 more rappers? Rick
Ross?
No, that you can put in your top 10 before him?
Ross is in my top 10.
Not my top 10. Some of your top 10. You standing on that? Okay.
He's in my top
10. That's solid.
No argument.
All right. Santo. One Gotta Go. Who is it?
Out of the two that we chose?
Yeah, no.
Do you have a different?
I'm rocking with TDE. He's here to stay, is what I'm saying.
Ooh. For real?
Yeah.
So he's saying, get the fuck out of here.
So you're going to take away. Ross Zay's whole catalog, Meek Mill's whole catalog.
And
you're going to replace it with J-Rock? How come y'all not touching the
grapes, by the way?
That shit sound funny. You're going to
replace it with J-Rock?
That shit sound funny.
Yes.
All we do is win.
You're going to replace
win.
You're going to replace the albums, though. I ain't going to hold you. You're going to replace it with Schoolboy Q? You're going to leave Ab Soul in?
Yeah. That's Black Hippie, actually, who's who you just described. Wow. Show some goddamn respect.
Yeah. Nah, fucking Maybach Music don't even like each other. Get out of here.
Fucking blasphemy.
And Wale doesn't even like you.
Mark. Nobody doesn't even like Wale.
Wale.
I don't get Wale's career.
Wale, if you don't like I don't care. You're not a factor in my argument anyway, so...
But if you go Jake off, Jordan, if you go off strength, you got Ross.
Talking about my personal pick.
No, of course. But
we're talking about
TDE. You got Ross, Meek, Wale. You got Kendrick.
You telling me
Schoolboy Q and Abso? Yeah.
You're basically telling me to erase one of my top 10 rappers from my list, Kendrick? Or erase one of his top 10 rappers from his list. Kendrick's in my list. Ross is in his list. So that's really what it comes down to. It's like, would I be okay without Kendrick's whole catalog? No.
Yeah, I could live without that shit.
Nah.
Of course you could.
Yeah. Can't live without Ross.
And
we could live without your catalog.
There's more to come, motherfuckers.
Right? Well, this ain't over. I started out.
It's a marathon, goddamn.
I started out this episode hating on Kendrick, and you took it to a whole nother level. You weren't supposed to align with me. All right? Hey. We're not on the same team.
Hey.
Have some grapes and less cheese, you fucking asshole.
I can't eat grapes, so.
Oh, yeah? Why? But you could drink wine. All right, where we at?
I thought Eli was gonna get fed the grapes during the episode. I ain't gonna lie. I thought you might ask your girl.
I would love to see that.
She's chilling. Don't worry about her.
That's all we had. That was quick.
That's it.
That was our three.
Okay. What happened to the bonus round? High here questions.
I got it in the truck.
Well,
I got
to grab it. High here and ask your son to top of your head.
Now, let's do it quick because everybody listens to the show, but they really don't know, and we can make this real quick, your top five rappers and shit like that. So I think give people more of an understanding of where some of your opinions come from.
You're asking me about top five rappers?
Yeah, like your top five.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm not sure people listening could guess. It's going to be Eminem and Kendrick somewhere
stop,
in the top five.
Stop, bro. Stop.
Come on. And I want to hear Santos because I don't even know Santos. I'm curious.
Santo, do me a favor. Please pull a question out of your fucking ass. Pull one out of your ass and save the day.
Because
our moderator, Chris P.
I got mad questions here.
It don't got to be a question, but I mean, anything versus related, and I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Anything versus related.
Versus.
All right.
You know, there's been a lot of disrespect going on with this whole Meth and Red. I'm not feeling that.
What disrespect?
People are just not into it, and I'm just not feeling the fact that nobody's talking about it except for
because
me right now.
It's not even being... That's Versus fault for not even promoting this shit. They haven't thrown one flyer about these dudes.
What is it? Method Man versus Red Man?
420. See? You didn't even know? That's what I'm saying. The disrespect.
Yeah. I think Versus is done.
Nah, they're not done.
Nah, I don't know. They just got artists that...
It's corny now. It's boring.
You think so?
It's because of the artists they have, bro.
It's boring now.
That Earth, Wind & Fire shit was lit.
So what's the last best verse you saw?
I listen to Earth, Wind & Fire on my way over here.
Huh?
By the way.
What's the last best verses you saw?
Snoop versus DMX. That was the best one.
Nah, the Ghostface is...
Ghostface, I ain't gonna lie, as far as the feeling, the Snoop and DMX gave me the best feeling.
That was the best.
I get that feeling with the Gucci and Jeezy.
Nah, man. Seeing X don't get along with nobody. So seeing him sing ad-libs for... Think about it. Not even anybody from the Rough Riders, the Lox, nobody shares the stage with Lex, with DMX. We've saw them together at...
That was dope to see.
I think D's birthday party is like a 20-year anniversary or something like that.
Nah, he's
and the whole Rough Riders was in the building, and everybody performed, and DMX came out last and did his set by himself.
He's rocked out with
Money, Power, Respect. Lox is in the building. And what I'm saying is he's not known to give a lot of people that respect.
That was dope as fuck.
Yeah, so seeing him on some having fun with another rapper that you never really knew they even had a relationship, that was special for me to watch.
They would have to pull out some really dope artists for me to get back interested in the verses.
The shit is that they struck gold on a lot of the early ones. That is who else? You know what I'm saying?
Santi, what's the name of the million?
They need to do a rematch, but them in the same building. I like the.
They should go back. Shit. They should go back to the producers.
No, for sure. I think producers and songwriters would be better.
They lost. No, I agree. Yeah, they lost Dre.
It would even be
fucking
dope.
Teddy Riley
ruined that. Thank you, Teddy.
Yeah, it'd be dope if they did a DJ one. That's a good question. I'm gonna pull a question on my ass. If you could do a battle, right? DJs.
Catalog or actually DJ?
Actually,
like
DJ.
Khaled has a catalog.
A real DJ battle on the Versus platform. If you wanted to see the all-time illest.
Also, like D Nice versus whatever. Jazzy Jeff.
Pick your answer. Yeah, Jazzy Jeff. Who's your two for that big Versus on DJs?
I want to see Flex and Clue go at
it. I was just about to say that. East Coast bias.
That would have to happen. Flex and Clue would be fucking
crazy. I'm going to answer last because I got the illest one.
They've been going at it for so long. Yeah. Cool, probably watch him.
Flex versus Clue on the Versus, that'd I say.
So crazy.
Okay, mixtape era.
I'm gonna need some time on that one because that's.
What you got, Santo?
Flex versus Clue would be fire for the culture. Kid Capri called out Flex. Flex never accepted the challenge. Oof. You know, because that would be a sad day
Capri,
for New York
legend
radio history. As if he accepted that challenge.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Jazzy Jeff, Kid Capri, maybe, just because they're my favorite. But that wouldn't even be that interesting because Jazzy Jeff doesn't really talk on the mic. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Flex and Kid Capri would be fire, actually. Because they both talk on the mic and they talk shit and they have history of beefing. Not really beefing, but calling each other out. I'll go Flex and Kid Capri instead of Clue. Because Clue's not going to stand a chance.
I got one. He took mine.
So he doesn't have one.
But Flex and Clue, like for New York, that would be fucking huge. That shit would be crazy.
No, personality wise. And, you know, like, come on, man. Clue ain't going to be able to.
Listen,
you got those records, though, personally, that you can use.
Yeah. So I'm talking about catalog. Oh, we talking about that catalog? Like Flex albums and Clue mixtape joints? That's fire.
Yeah.
No, that's a different story.
I'm going to say one that I think we need to pull off.
I think
we need to put this together. We're gonna bring this to Don Coqui at some point in the near future. In one corner,
40 minutes is up.
In one corner, we have International Santo.
Oh, he's gonna say DJ.
I'm not gonna say that DJ's name. We're gonna pay some respect to my boy Santo now. All
right.
Versus Warning.
Camilo?
Versus Camilo.
That's what you're trying to do?
Wow.
Santo versus Camilo in White Plains. Wow. What's happening?
That'd be crazy.
Wow.
That'd be nuts.
Wow.
That'd be nuts.
Huh?
It's happened before unofficially.
I could already smell the hookah. Word?
Anytime that's a DJ a goes battle. After another DJ, it's versus.
I could already smell the hookah.
That's a good battle. It's a good battle.
I should do that.
Woo! That's it, man. Wrap up the episode, man. Let's go.
That's it. Ready?
Yeah.
Santo, let people know your social media. Thank you for joining us, man.
No problem. Just hit me up, International Santo, pretty much across the board. If you got anywhere you stream music, Spotify, Apple Music, got some joints up there too, International Santo as well. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate you.
Y'all know where to find me, Chubby Boy CT. That's it. Big Mark, baby.
Ask for Eli. Info? I forgot my website. Either way, ask for Eli. You know the vibes.
Hey, y'all can follow the podcast at That's Disputable Pod, right? That's where we at. We on Facebook, you said too?
Yeah, man.
Facebook, That's Disputable Pod, everywhere. Make sure you follow us.
Are we going back on YouTube and all this stuff?
Oh, of course. We're on YouTube. Are we back on YouTube? Y'all should see us right now. Yeah, we back today. Oh,
man.
Listen, one thing we did not talk about was the equipment fucked up. That's one. But then we had a date to come back. Everybody was good, but then Mark went to go take some shots off beautiful woman's ass in Miami, so that superseded the recording process. But it's all good. We back.
Listen, let's get this 30 listeners back up to like 40, 50. I'm happy. Peace.
That's it.